The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Fibbing on Facebook could get you into trouble thanks to an anti-hacking law that was passed in 1986, well before social networking sites were even around.
The problem with the law is that if you prosecute people for violating user term agreements, what's to stop these companies from making arbitrary rules and terms of use and people being prosecuted?
That's defense attorney Eric Schwartzreich speaking with Tony Cruz at WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky. Advocacy groups on both sides of the aisle are pressing lawmakers to rewrite the law, hoping to prevent an administration push to toughen penalties from treating online mischief makers the same as criminal hackers. Critics of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act point most often to a section that imposes penalties on anyone who knowingly exceeds authorized access on a computer to obtain information. Authorized access, they warn, could refer to anything from a website's term of use agreement to an employer's restrictions on computer use. Schwartzreich warns,
the internet's forever. You know, it's a different age than when you and I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
Digital age. They're digital fingerprints. And then they're posting pictures, which I think that they will later regret. And I think that, you know, employers have access to this. And they'll see certain things that probably should not have been posted. And I think it's very detrimental to our young women and young men that are looking for gainful employment, especially in a difficult economy such as this.
I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.